the habits and behavior of the drowned. We have on several occasions enjoyed fairly intimate relations with these dipsomaniacs of aquatism. From our observations, it appears obvious that the demise of drowned persons is not caused by submersion, contrary to the generally held opinion, for these are beings apart, with special habits who we believe would be capable of adapting marvelously well to their habitat if only they were allowed to remain in it for a reasonable period of time. It is a remarkable fact that water preserves them for a far longer time than the open air. Their habits are bizarre and diametrically opposed to those of fish, in spite of the fact that they enjoy sporting in the same element. For whereas fish, as is well known, generally travel against the current, in that direction which most exerts their strength, the victims of the funereal passion for aquatism abandon themselves to the water's flow as if they had lost all resolution with a sorry and apathetic lethargy. Their intentions are only revealed by casual movements of the head, reverences, salaams, half-somersaults, and other courteous gestures which they affect on meeting with other terrestrial men. These gestures have, in our opinion, no single sociological significance. One can only interpret them as the unconscious hiccups of the drunkard or the frolics of an animal. The drowned indicate their presence in much the same fashion as eels. Bubbles of air appearing on the surface of the water, and their capture is effected with the same net as that used for eels, a finis. Weighted lines and hoop nets are far less efficacious. Bubbles of air can, however, be misleading, as they are occasionally the unconsidered gesticulations of ordinary human beings who have not yet advanced beyond the stage of apprentice drowner. In this situation, the human being is extremely dangerous and in every way comparable, as we have mentioned earlier, to a total inebriate. Both philanthropy and prudence, therefore, dictate the following two phases in their rescue. 1. Exhortation to calmness, and 2. The rescue itself. The first operation, which is indispensable, is best effected with a firearm. But familiarity with the laws of refraction is essential. A blow from an oar will suffice in most circumstances. It then only remains, second phase, to capture the subject using the same method as that for an ordinary drowned person. Only rarely do the drowned congregate in shoals like fish. One must infer from this that their social relations are still only embryonic, or perhaps their lack of aggression and timidity, greater than that of fish, which is why the latter eat the former, is the prime cause. The market value of the drowned is nowadays fixed at £25, which can be collected from officials in most of the departments. It is an honest and fruitful source of income for the sympathetic riverside population. It is therefore patriotic to encourage their reproduction. All the more so since, lacking this encouragement, the temptation is always great among the poorer riverside citizens to manufacture the drowned artificially, since, moreover, these fetch exactly the same bounty by applying a damp variety of makeup to other living passers-by.